I'm very excited because they made it to studio. Simon and Susie, how are you?
We're good.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
It's so good to have you guys back. Are you happy to be back on, sunny shores? Because I know you've been away.
Absolutely, yeah. England's getting a bit cold there, a bit snowy, a bit icy.
I've heard. Not so much fun. Eh? Do you just come back and defrost?
Defrost, yeah.
Nicely done. So, guys, there was a massive marathon last night of Snakes in the City.
Yeah, apparently so.
Season 5 is a wrap. Did you guys tune in? Do you watch back on your shows?
We do a little bit, don't we? But not that much. I think because it's filmed live, that's all. We don't need to actually watch more of it, but we do watch it time.
So if you go back on the highlight reel in your mind, with season 5 like kind of under wraps now, any particular rescue capture that kind of stood out for you where you were like, oof, remember that one?
There's a couple actually. One obviously, I think Psycho Sally. She's a nutty mamba that tried to kill us and a camera crew as well.
Oh wow.
But I think the most memorable one for us and most of the public are talking about is the poor dog. If no one's seen it, I shouldn't really reveal what happened to it. But it did obviously upset a lot of people, and us being dog lovers was also very memorable.
Yeah, it's a reality show, and unfortunately, snakes often get attacked by dogs, and they defend themselves by biting, and sometimes the snake dies and the dog or the animal. You know?
I know.
So it is reality, and we tried to save the dog. It's just we weren't there quick enough.
And now, speaking of reality, that's the one thing that I really do love about your show, and the real love between you guys. It's very cute. Simon, I must say, I do find it quite romantic how you protect Susie on some of these captures where you just like get back, you kind of take the lead, you know. I think it's very sweet.
Thanks very much.
So he stops me capturing things. So.
Yeah, but I don't want you to get bitten.
He causes problems.
If anyone's going to get bitten, it must be me.
It's got to be you. I suppose it's a little bit stressful as a couple where you're going into like a work situation that could potentially be life-threatening.
Oh,
you know.
Do you know, I think most couples bicker when they supermarket shop. Mm-hmm. You know, you argue over what groceries to buy and things like that. So can you imagine throwing a death situation in the mix? Yeah. You're going to argue.
Throwing a black mamba.
Chucking casual. A couple of cobras, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Couple goals, guys. Yeah. Couple goals. All right, listen, let's get down to business because otherwise I'm gonna stay on the ushy-gushy stuff. Guys, it's summertime, change in season, snakes are coming out, kids are on holiday. To me, it kind of sounds like a little bit of a recipe for disaster, all right? But I want to know from you, is there some kind of golden rule in terms of like identifying a venomous and a non-venomous snake that we can kind of look out for any like distinctive characteristics?
No.
Okay, tricky question. There's a plus minus 173 different types of snakes in southern Africa. But the main ones we get here, most of them are harmless, most of the time. Out of those 173, only 16 are actually classified as dangerous. So if you look at the stats of that already, I mean, you are more likely, unfortunately, to be hijacked, robbed, or, you know, something stolen from the property than be bitten by a snake. So just be aware, the snakes are coming out. It's getting hotter and hotter. They've just mated, most species of snakes, not all of them.
Ah, so the population's going to double.
Yeah, that's it. They'll start laying eggs soon and feeding back up. So they will be on the move. But most of the time, you know, we get calls for harmless snakes. Mm-hmm. Bush snakes, house snakes, herald snakes. Then you get the more slightly serious ones like your night adders, your spitting cobras, and obviously the black mamba.
There is nothing you can do just to visually look at the snake to know whether it's venomous or not.
Yep.
There is a thing going around, we see it all the time on Facebook and identification guides, saying if it has a vertical pupil, it's venomous. If it has a round pupil, it's not venomous. And this is so not
true. Rubbish.
So do not follow that. A black mamba's got a nice big round pupil, so that already throws that story out. So no, there's nothing
If
you can
in doubt,
do.
Just give us a shout or
Absolutely.
Phone a snake catcher. That's the
I
best
like
thing
that.
To do. You know, try and, or send us a picture. You know,
That's
everyone's
a good idea.
Got a cell phone these days. Mm-hmm. Try and get a picture. Don't get too close. Snakes always try to run away. Mm-hmm. They don't like people, obviously. They try to keep away and don't kill the snake. Just phone us and we'll come and deal with it.
Now, guys, I noticed a lot in your previous seasons, a lot of black mambas making little debuts. Is that a snake that we need to kind of be on the lookout for, especially in our areas?
Do you know what? They're always around. Not every area. It depends where you live. Obviously, if you live in the centre of the city, that you're not going to get black mambas there unless it's been transported in someone's engine. It does happen from time to time. If you back onto some bush or like a nature reserve, there will be mambas in there more than likely. Mm-hmm. Keep your place clean and tidy. Very important. If you've got tyres laying around and rubbish, make sure your rubbish bags are tied up properly so other animals don't come and eat your leftover, you know, dinner and stuff like that, because then you'll introduce rats and then before the snakes will come. So keep it clean and tidy. It's the best thing to do. Keep your grass nice and short. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to live in a concrete jungle, but
Definitely
just keep
not.
It clean and tidy. And that reduces the amount of snakes. A lot of times, snakes will pass through people's property 2 or 3 times a week. You just don't see them because
Absolutely.
You'll be in bed asleep or you'll be at work and things like that. But don't be too alarmed. They are around, but they're not out to get people.
There's probably some people sitting there with chills going down their spines thinking of snakes passing through their yards two or three times a day or a week.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some more music now. And then when we come back, I've got a little game for us. We're going to do some Snake in the City myth busts. Okay. Because we're going to set the record straight on some of these misconceptions. It's all coming your way. Don't forget 061-792-9495 is, of course, the WhatsApp line number. We are live on Facebook at Hello R&D if you'd like to send Simon and Susie a shout out and some love. Here's bringing us to 15 minutes away from 11 a.m. on your Monday morning, and I am joined in studio by Snakes in the City superstars Susie and Simon. So guys, I said we're going to do a little bit of a Snake in the City Mythbusters thing today. Okay, so basically I'm just going to give you some questions or some statements and you need to tell me if they're true or false or what the deal is.
Cool.
Okay. Alright, true or false, only snakes with arms are venomous?
Only snakes with
arms.
I'm joking. That was a trick question.
Did someone think?
joking. Okay. All snakes are out to bite you.
No, not at all. No.
They want to go the opposite way. They're terrified of humans and just want to go the opposite way. It's only when we intervene or go near them and approach them, they want to defend themselves, which means they could bite.
Mm-hmm. In actual fact, a lot of snakes we catch, like your bush snakes, your house snakes, herald snakes, they don't bite at all. Mm. You know, you just pick them up and they just look at you and please put me back down.
Yeah. I don't want to be here. Please remove me. All right. I don't know what this question is that I've written down. Okay, only colourful snakes are venomous.
No.
I mean, there's some really pretty venomous snakes. I agree with that. But there's also really pretty, bright-coloured, non-venomous, so not true.
Okay, so we don't have to stick with the, like, red and yellow is going to kill a fellow kind of
North America
label.
That applies.
Oh, yeah. Right. But not in South
Africa. Not in South Africa. In South America as well, where you get there.
That's good to know.
Snakes.
Yeah, there are some brightly coloured snakes. It's a warning. Some mimic. I love, obviously, venomous snakes, but no, it's not true.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
All right, if there is one snake on your property, there's probably going to be more.
No, that's false.
No, people always think they hunt in pairs or hunt in groups and things, but they don't. If you have lots of rats, potentially, yes, you can have more than one snake because they're attracted to the rodents, but not because they're with the other snake.
If it's mating time, which is mostly gone now. It's a bit early on, about June and July, August here. But some snakes are different. They do it later on in the year. You might find two or three together because they're trying to mate. It could be two males and one female. Lucky female, eh?
So don't hunt in packs.
No.
If you ever get venom spat in your eyes, you should wash it up with milk.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Or water, beer, whatever
Actually,
you can get
Simon
hold of.
Simon wouldn't waste his beer on
I was about to say.
No, don't waste your beer. But if that's all you've got, then yes. If you're out in the middle of the sticks, you know, there's no water or any liquid around. If you're with someone else, you might have to urinate on your
I was about to say, is that an option?
It is an option.
You just need to dilute that venom. So whatever you have around you, liquid.
It's better than going blind or very sore eyes.
Absolutely. So, okay. I've heard that if your animal is bitten by a snake, you can help them by giving them a full bottle of Allergex or like an antihistamine.
I wouldn't give them a full bottle.
Okay.
No.
Definitely false. No,
you need to seek medical help. If it has been bitten and it is venomous, you need antivenom for the dog, the cat, whatever. So no.
A lot of bites, though, are treated without antivenom. So don't just go get... Yeah, antivenom is a last resort.
Okay. It's that's interesting to know.
Yeah, but a vet would know. Yeah.
All right. So that's a couple of myths busted. One last one, though. People say that if you kill a snake... There's something about like a scent or something that goes out and all of its tummies are going to pull in and you're actually attracting more snakes by killing a snake.
We're going to say yes to that.
Yes.
Wow. Because we don't want people to kill snakes.
Yeah. No, we have actually witnessed that though.
A few times
where I have been to a property say they've killed a bush snake or a herald snake. The next day there was a spitting cobra sniffing on that spot where that snake was.
Wow.
Because there was blood still on the floor and the cobra was there. So actually, it's happened several times.
Though.
Yeah, they're snake feeders. So It's kind of a yes or no.
No, the myth is actually untrue, unfortunately.
Okay.
But we like it and we want people to believe that.
Yeah.
But some snakes do eat other snakes.
Okay.
So,
we'll just subliminal message that if you kill a snake, it's going to bring a whole lot more onto your property.
Yeah, it's not nice, is
100%.
It? 100%.
And last one for right now, you should treat a dead snake like you would treat an alive snake. Now, I'm talking in terms of if you've come across a venomous snake that is dead, you shouldn't be going and handling it barehanded or whatever, in case you get a little
microbite. Yep. They've still got venom present on the fangs.
Okay.
So if you get scraped by a fang from a dead snake, mm-hmm. yes, you can be envenomated or have the venom. There's actually a story of a young boy that died because of that.
Wow.
So yeah, absolutely be careful and be cautious.
Okay. And how do we dispose of a snake if we find a dead snake in our garden? Pick it up, pillowcase in the trash? Oh, what do you do with it?
Pick it up by the tail.
I'm the type of person that would do a full on send off and a funeral.
Please
and,
do.
And just thank it for its life and send out my condolences to friends and family.
That's why we love you, Erin, to come on the show, because absolutely right. That's what you should do.
Yeah, I'll pick it up by the tail. Obviously, if you can bury it, that's great. Mm-hmm. I was actually jogging the other day in Bellamont Road in Shloti, and I came across a snake that had been run over. Just then, it was dead. There's two, actually. One was an egg eater, which is quite rare to see, and a herald snake. And then the day after, I jogged again, and another two dead snakes in the same bit of road. So they are around. They don't actually get run over that often, but occasionally they do. But I think sometimes people deliberately aim for them. Please don't. We do need snakes. They are here for a reason. Without snakes, we'll have tons and tons of rats, which is way worse than any snake bite.
I think if you find a snake, just throw it, a dead snake, throw it back in the bush.
Okay.
And then it's going back to nature. Another animal may eat it. It's being recycled. It's the circle of life.
Yeah. It's the circle of life.
I didn't want to sing that bit. Yeah. So for your sakes.
Are we even friends if we can't sing songs together? I don't know. Picking up where we left off, we have got Simon and Susie from Snakes in the City in studio with me. So guys, before I let you go, I just want to know from you, when we're talking on like a real life situation, okay, if you do come across a snake at the office or at home, what should we really do? Can you give us like a little three-step program or something? Aside from panicking.
Well, the first step was don't panic. Okay. So ideally, if you do see a snake, don't panic.
Okay.
If it's outside, I would say just go inside, shut your doors, and it will slither away.
Mm-hmm.
If it is inside, obviously that's a different story. If you can, contain it in a room. If you can, without getting close, observe it. Try and give an idea to whoever you're phoning. If you're phoning a snake catcher, to give us an idea of
colours. Yeah, take
colours.
A picture.
It may be just a harmless snake. If you can get close.
Yeah.
It may be just a harmless snake that we can say to you, open your doors, let the... No, usually it's a bush snake, nine times out of ten.
A lot of time.
So yeah, don't panic, close doors and call a snake catcher. There's lots of us out there happy to help, Simon and myself included. So, you know, there is help at hand. Don't panic, close your doors, remain calm, and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, just remember, that little snake, or big snake if it is, will be more scared of you than you are of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The key thing is, though, and we can't stress this enough, do not approach it.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a venomous snake, it will feel threatened by your presence if you're going forward, and that's when they attack. So do not go near it. And contrary to what everybody thinks, there is no repellent that works, no... Jay's fluid, we find this a lot.
Yeah, don't put that stuff down.
We slip over the stuff when we're catching deadly snakes. It's so dangerous.
Burns your skin, yeah.
So nothing actually works, nothing will repel.
And then it's also poisoning all the little things that your snakes are coming
to
eat at the end of the day.
Absolutely,
as well.
And it is. And if it is, or any snake can actually have side effects from it, is a type of poison for them. So it actually doesn't repel them. So nothing works. So don't even pour it down. It's a waste of time.
Okay.
And it means the person's obviously getting a bit close as well. So just avoid that and call a snake catcher.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Guys, I've been watching a lot of your episodes, and I know you aren't originally from South Africa, so I thought that just to end it off, I would maybe teach you some South African phrases that can maybe help you deal, because I've seen a lot of your episodes, you're going into these places where there are like crowds of people, so I'm going to teach you how to say, "Where is the snake?"
Okay.
Do you guys speak any Zulu at all?
We know Inyoka is snake.
Ah,
that's about
all right.
It. And that's what we understand when we go there. We say Inyoka and they point.
Okay, so you're halfway there, Susie. Because if you want to ask them where's the snake, you say Upi Inyoka.
Upi
Inyoka.
Upi Inyoka. That's great. We will use that.
Yes. All right. And then another one is, because I get anxiety sometimes watching you guys run around in big crowds of people. So to ask people to get back from where you are, okay, you say Yimela Emuva. Yimela Emuva.
Yimela Emuva.
Yes, so like move, Emuva, Yimela Emuva.
Right.
It's just
Brilliant.
A polite way of saying it.
Okay.
So, next I want to see season 6. I want you guys like throwing these phrases out there.
No, definitely.
Okay?
No problem.
Spreaking the lingo, guys.
Yeah.
All right, before we do wrap up, season 6 has been given the green light.
Yes.
So exciting.
Yeah, we started.
So excellent. That's another awesome. Season. And we're really excited because worldwide it puts Durban on the map.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's a snake show. Snake shows aren't always popular for some bizarre reason. So we've made it to season six. We're so pleased.
Yeah, and it's educated the public a lot more. And, you know, we've still got a long way to go. People still scared of snakes, obviously, and they still harm snakes, but we're trying to get through to them. We need snakes.